again.
And I would like to assure Comrade Matt Kau that the next time they will come with the lady.
Why is
quiet? Yes. So don't be overly concerned about that.
No, don't forget the content. Maybe they've got the women in the paper.
Yes. Yes. Good folks, welcome yet again. We are in your able hands. Thank you.
Chairperson and members of the Portfolio Committee, we thank you very much for inviting us and for interacting with yourselves, which has been a tradition that we really appreciate. Chairperson, on a very serious note indeed, it would appear it is a boys' choir, but we'd like to assure the chairperson and the committee that we have made everything possible. I should think in the next portfolio committee we shall see the gender issue being adequately addressed. And we would like to apologize on this instance. It would have liked to have the full team here present. Chairperson, I have a delegation here with me. On my immediate left is Mr. Joe Engelbracht. He is the Executive Director for Operations and Technology. On my immediate right is Mr. Rassie Barnard. He's the Chief Financial Officer. And next to him on his right, it's Mr. Ian Rousseau, Acting Executive Director for Human Resource and Transformation. My name is Tom Moyane. I'm the Chief Executive Officer of Government Printing Work. Chairperson, I've indicated that we would like to provide you with our strategic plan. By the same time, I would like to indicate to yourself that if members have been careful enough, they would have seen that the similarities between this strat plan and what we had presented last year. The reason, Chairperson, is that the conversion of GPW into a government component only came into effect in October 2009, and therefore, some of the changes that were effected were in line with what we have incorporated mainly from the presidential note and the ministerial minutes. And therefore, I would like to present to yourselves what GPW would like to set as a strategic plan for the next 3 years, especially based on the government component to which we have been assigned as an organization. The agenda indicates that we'll have the background of what we are, the mandate and overview, strategic outlook, key strategic objectives, strategic implementation plan, progress with key projects, funding requirements, and of course, summary and closing remarks. I'll deal with the six top issues. My colleagues will come in as and when it is necessary. The Chief Financial Officer will deal with the funding issue, and of course, my colleagues will also do the closing remarks. Chairperson, the objective of our presentation is as follows: to provide the Portfolio Committee with a high-level mandate and overview of the GPW, and also give the Committee an insight into the progress and developments at GPW for the period 2010-11 financial year and beyond, and also to provide yourselves with insight into the key priorities going forward, provide an update on the major successes achieved, challenges with regards to transformation and modernization. We would also want to re-emphasize that GPW is pivotal to the turnaround of the Department of Home Affairs in the delivery of efficient and effective services to all South Africans on documents which confer citizenship. Our overview is, and mandate as government printing work is as follows. Where the organization wants to be in the long term is that we want to become a key player in the region, in the country first, and in the region, to become an organization that provides high security printing for all our stakeholders. When it comes to local stakeholders, we have in mind in particular in this case. We have the IEC, whom we had lost for a number of years precisely because we had challenges within the organization in terms of technology. But we'd like to believe that going forward from this year onwards, we'll have that capability to do so. We have done a critical assessment of the current status, and we have set measurable targets in terms of where we want to be. The operating model of GPW is that we have been converted into a government component as of October last year through the presidential notice and the ministerial minutes. And we would like to implement sound financial management wherein we are a profitable and financially viable organization while cultivating a commercial-oriented culture. And we would like also to focus on our core business, which is security printing. This chairperson and the members of the portfolio committee would like to re-emphasize going forward because these belief systems will motivate and will continue motivating our people to provide excellent services to all our stakeholders. Our vision is very clear: to become the state-mandated security printing, and our mission to provide cost-effective, reliable, and timely services to all spheres of government in security printing, and also to provide the public with equitable information. And lastly, to disseminate government information through technology, information, innovation, and service excellence. And for us to be able to achieve this, there are values that we share and values that we hold very dear to ourselves. First is that we want to be seen as a very reliable organization with high integrity, accurate in whatever we do, and also provide our stakeholders with utmost satisfaction. Chairperson and portfolio committee members, we have five key strategic objectives: the conversion of GPW into government component, production process optimization, technological migration, marketing, and financial management. With respect to the first one, conversion to a government component, this has been a process that has taken us a number of years, culminating in the Department of Public Service Administration, National Treasury, DHA, and other stakeholders involved in this process, accepting the business case that we need to convert into a viable, financially organized organization, which means, therefore, to create a conducive operational framework for growth, because this provides us with an ability to be able to do what is supposed to be done by an organization of this nature. From a product production perspective, we would like to develop appropriate facilities for efficient and cost-competitive production. In our last interaction with yourselves, we made an invitation that when you have time to come and visit us, the facilities that we are occupying since the last 100 years were not appropriate for us to be able to execute the mandate for which we have been established for. But in the process, we have identified facilities that we are developing for us to be able to do security printing. We indicated then that we have a state-of-the-art passport-producing factory, which is located within Pretoria Precinct. We also want to indicate from a technological migration perspective, it is important for us, if we want to grow organically, that we need to acquire state-of-the-art equipment, replace old archaic equipment, which will provide us with systems and technology for us to advance our agenda. We have, in the past engagement with the portfolio committee, indicated that we have equipment that some of which are around 50 years, and slowly, through a process of modernization, we have started to replace that technology with the current state-of-the-art equipment. But we sincerely believe, Chairperson, that the three items that are very key in any organization is the people, the facility, as well as the technology. If these three items do not converge, then you have an organization that is not able to take itself into the next century. We therefore believe that with the marketing drive that we are engaged in, we would like to consolidate the gains that we have made, especially in retaining and attracting the very government stakeholders, which are government, in terms of whatever we print for security printing in the country. But most importantly, if our marketing strategy is well positioned as we believe it is, then we should have no problem in having a strong balance sheet of a financially viable organization. This objective, Chairperson and members of the Portfolio Committee, are the bedrock of a sustainable GPW which will ensure organic growth and financially vibrant organization. As far as strategic implementation, this is a very high level. We have sent the Portfolio Committee our strategic plan, which is detailed with clearly specific deliverables as to what needs to be done. On the first item on the financial management, we would like to engage ourselves in accurate planning and forecasting. But Chairperson, before I get into this particular aspect, GPW for a number of years has been receiving audit opinion, which is adverse. We indicated to ourselves in our last meeting that we would like to have a sound financial management and also be accountable for the activities that we do in this organization. And therefore, accurate planning and forecasting is key. Maintaining optimal cash flows and working capital, manage financial risks, implement a new ERP system. On this one, Chair, I would like to leave it now for members to note, would come to it when the Chief Financial Officer makes his report, the importance of the ERP. And then, of course, reduce AG findings and qualifications, and that will be dealt on the financial side. On the cost management side, we'd like to change and review the cost and production prices system and strategy, and also reduce the wastage and spoilage. From the operation perspective, we'd like to replace outdated technology and machinery involved in the optimization of production capacity and efficiencies, where it will become cost-effective. And of course, provide high-quality security products for all our stakeholders and achieve product and service excellence. From an ICT management perspective, we would like to introduce and put in place master system plans in an ICT strategy which we have, develop a disaster recovery plan, given the sensitivity of the activities that we do, ensure compliance testing of all new initiatives that we engage ourselves in, review and update policies with respect to ICT policies, upgrade and integrate of ICT system for printing environment. Chairperson, on this particular item, would like to indicate that we've had 11 legacy systems which were not talking to one another. And therefore, the Chief Financial Officer, when he speaks on the ERP, which is mentioned on the financial management, will indicate the reasons as to why we would like to have an efficient enterprise resource planning system in our environment. Taking into account as a backdrop to this, that when an organization that is 120-odd years old, and where in technology and systems was not an issue that has been taken into account in that environment then. With regard to supply chain management, we indicated, also the Chief Financial Officer indicated in the last meeting with yourselves, that there is a need for us to reduce stock levels. For a number of years, we've indicated to this portfolio committee that we have found unaccountable stock, unable for us to be able to understand what is it that we do in terms of materials that we procure. So it is important that if we want to be a financially viable organization, that we reduce stock levels, phase out slow-moving items and redundant stocks, and have a strategic supply management system in place. We'd also update and develop the electronic supplies database and order information. And finally, most importantly, an organization that is going through transformation, have a supply level agreement contract with all our suppliers and stakeholders on issues of what we do. From an HR strategy and transformation perspective, the key issue is that an organization that is as old as we do, with an ever-changing world in terms of security printing, it is important for us to develop and implement a human resource capital strategy. Because we are a unique organization in terms of what we do. And the type of skills that we attract to our organization are unique in the sense that we compete with the private sector. And therefore, we need to have a very strong and robust human resource strategy. Policy development and strategy alignment. align human resource practices and strategies, and have an IPC in place. It is very important and very strategic that we have trained, skilled, and service-oriented staff in place if we are to deliver on the mandate for which we have been established for. Because we have indicated in our vision that we are an organization that is mandated for security. Therefore, it is important that we have a strong security organization in place. We should be able to have security risk assessment at all times, develop new and updated physical, personal, production, and document security systems to be in place. And of course, because we are an organization of this nature, all our staff members must be vetted so that they should be able to work in that environment. And therefore, we cannot afford to have a risk in terms of documents and whatever we do in our organization. So risk in terms of vetting is not an issue that we can ill afford to have in our organization. Therefore, all members of GPW, by the end of this financial, the new financial year that will be starting, will have to be vetted, and of course, their documents in file. Chairperson, members of the Portfolio Committee, internal audit. Internal audit is a lifeline of any organization in terms of developing of internal audit risk and management risk plans. We would like to lamentably inform you in this organization, because for us it is important that we share this with you. We don't have an internal audit team. This has been a problem that has been bedeviling this organization for a number of years. However, I would like to inform the Portfolio Committee, we have not been sitting with our hands behind our backs. We have already started interviewing and putting in place a team that will be able to lead this organization. And we are in the process of interviewing candidates. This has been an issue that is eluding us for a long time. But we would like to inform you that this matter will be put to its closure in this new financial year. The importance of the internal audit to develop an internal audit and risk management, monitor compliance with the PFMA and related regulations. And lastly, Chairperson, marketing. Because we're a growing organization, it is important that we develop the GPW brand, a brand that we are proud of. We also need to have a local customer retention strategy within government, because it is at times a complacency that comes into organization because we work with government that we tend to always come to us. We are the only organization. Times have changed, and therefore we want to fight for our space and to provide government that we are there for government. And therefore, it is our duty, therefore, that we need to develop a customer retention strategy within government and all those who are outside government, especially in foreign governments outside the Republic of South Africa, to whom we are doing business. We also want to develop local business development and, of course, develop an aggressive marketing strategy in the region, which we have done and started. We would like to indicate to yourselves, members of the Portfolio Committee, that the conversion of GPW into a government component will allow the transformation process and the turnaround of the GPW in the MTF period. We would like, therefore, to share with you the key projects that we have embarked on. When we met last year, we indicated that we are working on the second pavilion, wherein we are going to print a high state of the art activity. We are installing and commissioning a new security printing division. We are also engaged with the Department of Home Affairs in the development of the crew member certificate for all South Africans. That this includes SAA, it also includes the marine, shipping, and other activities. We have been approached by the Department of International Relations and Cooperation to print the accreditation cards for diplomats in the Republic of South Africa. We are currently involved and will be delivering on Monday next week the total consignment of high strategy vehicle testing certificates for the Republic of Mozambique. And I've indicated earlier on, Chairperson and members of the Portfolio Committee, that we are implementing a new ERP system. And of course, we are also developing a new footprint in terms of high security facility. There is an omission in this submission that 2 weeks ago we have been accredited the national key point status by the government and the state. And therefore, it is important as we develop the new facility that we take this into account, that whatever we do will have to involve South African Police Services and National Intelligence. So that when we build a new facility, the plans thereof are approved and have been taken into account by the authorities that I've mentioned. On that note, Chair, with your permission and the members of the Portfolio Committee, I'll therefore take a pause and request the Chief Financial Officer to provide you with the financials as we have indicated in our opening statement. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Chair, and all the members of the Portfolio Committee. I will just briefly go through the next slide. The slide thereafter will be handled by Mr. Joe Engelbrecht. But just maybe an indication as to the funding requirements of GPW. I think previously we reported, as per the business case, that we needed some funding in order to do this transformation, especially as far as the procurement of new technologies are concerned. In that business case, we also then referred to the other transformation costs that will be borne by GPW from its internal funding. Now, one of the things I would like to report to the Portfolio Committee is that although we, when the business case was prepared and accepted by National Treasury, Home Affairs and DPSA, except for the additional 25 million in the MTF period, that is the only money that were afforded by to GPW by National Treasury. So we do sit with a problem of funding all the requirements of GPW. On this page, you can clearly see that we have on this page you can clearly see that we've it's still in line with what we had in the business case. Some of the projects, as far as procurement of new equipment is concerned, we unfortunately had to push up due to funding requirements. There are still some other issues that will also put additional pressure on our funding requirements. As recently as about mid-February, we had a meeting here in Cape Town with the Deputy Minister and the CFO of Home Affairs as to the payment of the new South African passport. When the project kicked off April last year, when the new SA passport was launched, GPW calculated the price of the passport and we gave those prices through to Home Affairs. Since the production started in April last year, up to date to now, we have not, although we've invoiced now, we've not received any money forthcoming from Home Affairs, which place our cash reserves under tremendous pressure and could lead to problems even to the implementation of this strategic plan that we're presenting here today. 2 weeks ago, we had that meeting in Cape Town and we agreed as to how payment will be affected. But I'm just raising it to the Portfolio Committee because it could place GPW in serious jeopardy. At the current moment, there's 126 million rand outstanding from Department of Home Affairs, which plays, obviously, if you look at the bigger scheme of things, would be a significant amount in GPW. As far as the specific machinery is concerned, maybe I can hand over now to Mr. Engelbrecht, who can just mention the major items.
Chairperson, thank you. On the list, 2010-2011, what we've done on this slide is to just highlight some of the bigger items. Of course, there are a number of items and we have a complete list of equipment that will be replaced. These items on this is just some of the bigger items that we would like to bring to your attention. The first unit is a sheet-based laser imaging system. This is a machine that we wish to install during this year. In discussion with the Department of Home Affairs, the objective is that we will upgrade current documents within Home Affairs, such as, for example, the birth certificate. This particular machine, we already have two machines like this. The Government Printing Works is the only printing facility in Africa with laser imaging equipment. This is a further unit, and it will be utilized to secure documents such as birth certificates, death certificates, to secure such documents against forgery. The next two items, which is an intaglio press and an offset printing press, for 55 million and 50 million respectively. These two machines will be required specifically for passport production, but also for any other high security printing documents which we wish to develop. Intaglio printing is a printing process which is used for currency, for banknote printing. It is that tactile feature that one can feel on a banknote. It is known throughout the world as a high security feature. Unfortunately, in South Africa, the only printing facility with that capacity is currently the banknote company, and they do not have capacity to produce high volume other documents other than currency. For that reason, we are going to implement a machine like that. The offset printing press, again, modern developments in security documents require techniques such as, for example, what is called rainbow printing. There is no machine like that in South Africa at the moment, so if we implement this system, the Government Printing Works will become independent from the banknote company and be able to produce any type of high security document, including passports for other countries. In terms of the digital printing systems, we currently have two digital printing systems. One is already 15 years old, and the other one is 9 years old. These items are used for printing examination papers. It's also used for printing, for example, items for the Independent Electoral Commission, such as the voter's roll. Our equipment is the capacity that we have is simply not sufficient to be able to produce examination papers in very short print windows, and therefore we wish to expand on that capacity. And then lastly on that list is the upgrade of the pneumatic passport assembly line. The Government Printing Works has commissioned a state-of-the-art passport production line, which has been configured to produce a passport. I trust that all members have the new beautiful South African passport, and that you'll see there is a polycarbonate sheet in the back. It is a high security mechanism to personalize a passport. Many countries prefer that data page not to be in the rear but to be in the front of the booklet. Currently, our machine is configured to make passports only with the polycarbonate in the rear, and as was stated by our CEO, we would like to enter into, first of all, the African market for passport production, so the machine will be upgraded to be able to make a passport also with the data page in front. Those are the main items for 2010. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jefferson. I just want to briefly touch upon the ERP system that GPW is in the process of implementing. Last year, we went through a phase where we sent out requests for information. We received 18 responses from various vendors. Based on certain criteria, we shortlisted that into six vendors. We went through a phase where there were detailed presentations made, visits to clients, and it was quite a thorough process that we went through. So eventually in December 2009, the contract was awarded. Now, the system that we're talking about is the system that the CEO referred to, that we need to replace the 11 legacy systems and even the hand procedures that we do have in place. Most of our things on the factory side is not computerized at all. So we're looking for system, one system that talks to the, and communicates with basically the totality of GPW. So the production system that we're going to implement, it's a German system called HyFlex. It's specifically, was specifically written for the printing industry. As far as the business solution is concerned, we're going to implement Microsoft Dynamics. That will take care of the finance as well as the supply chain and other functions. And then lastly, we're going to look at SharePoint, which is basically a Microsoft product, and we'll use that for information as well as our intranet and internet. Now, one of the things that we want to do, I think it's fair to say that there's a lot of people at GPW mm-hmm. that works very hard, but it's also fair to say that we don't necessarily work very smart. So there's a lot of processes that we need to look at, and at the end of this, we want to automate a lot of these things. Now, if I can give you an example, when we're printing the gazettes, so we get lots of information, so whether it's an advert or whatever that needs to be formed part of the gazette, we get that in different formats. And that's one of the things that we're looking at as in order to short-circuit that whole process. And you can typically think of, if I can give you a comparison, it's like the SARS website where you've got standardized forms. So if you need to do something, and you'll do it in those standardized forms, and that will be uploaded. So it will make life that much easier at GPW. At the end of this, we want one system. Like the CEO said, we got 11 systems. So you can imagine how many times the same things are being captured. And that's the kind of thing that we need to avoid. We're currently busy with phase one. We expect phase one to last for 3 to 4 months. This is, in my view, the most important phase where we're going to do all the analysis and all the planning. So after this period, we need to put forward a detailed project plan and when what will be implemented. It is expected that the total implementation is going to be plus minus 2 years. Oh, maybe the CEO just reminded me, thanks, sir. There was a high-level delegation that visited the last week of February this year, from the 20th to the 23rd of February. We left on the 20th. We visited HyFlex in Germany. So we got a detailed walkthrough through the system and look at all the system capabilities in order for us to do the analysis and planning phase properly. I think it was one of those trips that was really an eye-opener as to what the capabilities of the system and what it can offer CPW from a strategic perspective. Then maybe as far as the finances, the next two pages just reflects the first page reflects the income. The revenue is obviously the revenue that GPW generates from its own activities. The transfers received, we basically receive from National Treasury 200,000 a year. That's basically catering for in order to cover the bank charges. The 110 and the 160, there was 130. It was basically there for the passport factory, as well as 331 million of the 334. In the years going forward, the 97, the 129, and the 135 million respectively, is basically there in order to cater for new facilities. If I can maybe point the committee to the fact that in our plan and in our financial model, one of the things that is lacking at the moment is the cost that we will be incurring in the years to come for the new footprint that the CEO referred to, the new facility. Where we're sitting today is that Pavilion 2 is being upgraded, but we don't know what the total cost of the total facility will be at the end. So, all in all, that is not catered for in the financial model. So, if you look at the figures, that is not in there at all, because we don't know what that amount would be. GPW has started a process where a master plan for the total facility needs to be developed. We've reached consensus agreement that no further upgrading of the current facility will happen beyond Pavilion 2 unless there's a total master plan on the table and we know exactly how the total facility will look at the end of the day. The 25 million I referred to earlier is included, the 25 million that specially has additionally allocated to us is included in the 2011-12 year in that 129 million. As far as the expenses is concerned, I try to project on this slide, Chairperson, with your indulgence. As you know, we need to comply with international standards and GAAP. But I try to do here is to group them all together. As you can see, I mean, one can look at production stores, for example, which will include all your materials that is needed in your production process. So one will see big differences in those amounts. But one needs to take into account that we do keep stock, and because we're on GAAP, there's also stock that needs to be taken into account here. But in these figures, I try to portray what was physically purchased during that specific year. The high numbers for production stores in the 2008-09 year and the 2009-10 year was basically the procurement of the polycarbonate pages that Mr. Engelbrecht referred to earlier that were purchased from Switzerland from a company in and I think as far as that is concerned, I'll just leave it there. Maybe there's specific questions afterwards. But just in summary, as far as the funding requirements is concerned, I've alluded to the fact that we've got additional 25 million, although we requested Treasury for 365 million in the MTF period, we got 25 million. Besides that, we're under pressure as far as the passport payments concerned. And also, thirdly, we need to take into account that the facilities and the cost of the facilities is not taken care of in the financial model. All of that indicates, then, therefore, that we're under tremendous pressure in funding all the things that we need to do as part of the transformation process. Maybe I should just make a remark on the debtor side as well. Debtors, we've improved from the March 2008, we were standing at 148 days outstanding. We've improved that situation to 77 days. The difficulty at the moment is that because of all these various systems, it's very difficult to improve further, as it takes some time in order for, you know, you get information, you need to verify it a couple of times before you know whether it's accurate or not. So, and that's part of the issue with the implementation of the ERP system. So all in all, as far as from a financial perspective is concerned, we're hoping that we will improve further on our AGE findings. As you know, last year we improved from an adverse opinion to a qualified opinion. We want to further improve on that. At the moment, it's difficult, but that's what we're aiming for, to improve. And by the year 2011, at the end of the financial year coming, we want to have a clean audit report. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, thank you very much, gentlemen. You know, the last time you were here, you reported, as you correctly said, some of the issues are the same issues. But what would also help, besides the way you have laid out the issues and argued them, would just to say that here are our three or four priorities. In regard to these, here are the challenges, here are the difficulties. If we can achieve this, we would move markedly forward. We need that type of sense as well. What are your priority areas, the critical areas where you want to see progress? Members, opportunity for you for comments, questions. The first hand I've seen is that of Honorable Droblanche.
Thank you very much. It was most informative. I hope that as a committee, Chairperson, we can at some point in time go and visit government printing works. think there's a lot of things in Pretoria that at some point in time we must go and visit. Also the Home Affairs offices in Wall Street and the new offices. I myself would very much like to come and have a look at what you are doing. My question basically relates about the new passport. I would like to know what the cost of a passport was previously, what the cost is of a new passport with a new polycarbonate pages, and then how long does it take you to print the passport, and I would like to know the capacity per day and also the capacity per month. The reason why I ask that sometimes I get a lot of complaints from people about their passports, and I've actually once spoken to one of the gentlemen here, I'm not going to name his name, but because I had a query about a passport that was taking a very long time, and someone told me the problem was with government printing works, and they actually told the customers that it was because of the new machinery. And then I made inquiries to government printing works, and I found out that was not the case at all. The problem was that the documentation wasn't sent through from the department, and that's why the passport couldn't be printed. So that's why I would like to, just for the sake of the rest of the committee and for my own sake, just to have answers on these questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Member. Honourable Advocate Matas.
Thank you, Chairperson. Yeah, there's still something that confuses me about this organization. You describe your core business as security, security printing, yes. And you go on to say, we have been mandated to become a government component that is operational model. Now, if that is the case, what confuses me then is, which makes sense to me to be a security printing for government, and the government has agreed that you do that instead of other people doing that. Then in that case, then we are going to have a challenge of management, finance, and so on. But that is the operational challenges. Why then, that is the case that you must then more or less market yourself to departments that they must use you if you are a government printer? Why is there a financial challenge in terms of pleading with the Treasury to give you so much? Where are they printing? So I have a policy problem when I apply my mind to this thing. Because if you are the arm of government and they use you for security printing and they want secure printing, then for me it goes without saying that therefore automatically printing works is referred to you, especially that which is of a security nature. If you have that agreement with them. So if you can just clarify me there, maybe I have a problem. Because all other things for me, they flow from that. All these other pleas you are having here and so on and so on. Because if the government does that, then they must ensure that your internal audit, everything is done properly by your organization, before they agree that you do this. And then once they are satisfied that everything is in order, they supply you with equipment, all the things you need, and you print, the secure printing. But in your case, you seem to be government on the one hand, on the other hand, you are in some competition industry, trying to get clients and retain them. Anyway, whilst we're on that score of attracting and retaining clients, after you made a presentation last time, your presentation was followed later on, as it seems to be the case again this time around, by IEC. And I put it to the IEC people that time that you had indicated that you want to do work for them. And I asked them, why is it that you don't have concrete agreements? Because again, I don't understand, unless there's tender issues and people want to make money by other means. But I mean, if you are serious about government, security, I don't see why these things are difficult. Now, the IEC said to us that time that, yes, I remember CEO said, yes, we'll look into that, we'll have discussions with them. I don't know if they've heard them before. But she emphasized the issue that you are expensive. That's what she said, if I recall it. I think I recall it. She said you are expensive, which then brings me to that issue of management of costs, which you yourself have raised as a challenge. I want to say perhaps the problem you're having of marketing could be partly your inability to efficiently manage the costs. Okay, then another issue is I can't remember now what, but you, last time you said you had a machine that was very state of the art and so on and so on, but I can't remember now what the machine actually does. But the point I want to raise with you, which you have raised as a plan, but you have put it under HR, the issue of training and skills. But for me, even if it falls there, it's more critical under operations. What is your plan? Because I think you said last time the problem you have, you train people, they are poached because of salary levels, so you are training for others. And I remember we said, oh, it's not bad if you train and they work elsewhere, as long as you train enough. So this time around, just give me more details about that issue of training and retention of skills, not just of clients, but of skills. Because if you train and retain skills, you have a plan for that. Then perhaps the other will follow in terms of retention of clients. Thank you, Chairperson. Sorry for being long.
Thank you, Honorable Matasa. Honorable Balinjan.
Thank you very much, Chair. Please excuse my ignorance. I have a sense that I'm not very much knowledgeable about the operations of the new technique you've got, but you seem to be also using some carbon papers that could affect the environment. So I just wanted to find out how environmentally friendly you are, taking into consideration that you are using some of those materials. The second one is the supply chain. I just wanted to find out how well prepared you are to avoid corruption gaps in your supply chain management. And then the last one was the IEC local government elections, municipality elections that are coming, whether you have entered the race to also be part of the municipal elections. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Member. Shall we pause here to take a response, rejoin us from the gentleman, and then if there are follow-ups, we'll continue. Thank you, gentlemen.
Chairperson, thanks for the questions raised by the members. The first question from member Derek Lunch will be responded to by Mr. Joe Engelbrecht, which are two questions on the new passport prices, the old versus the new,
And how long does it take to print the passport, the turnaround time? And then after that, we'll respond to Advocate Madasa, and then we'll also respond to Member of Parliament Portfolio Committee Balinder. But first, let's respond to the first one.
Chairperson, if I'm allowed 1 minute just to give a short background on how the passport issuing system currently operates. The Government Printing Works is responsible for two operations. The one operation is the production of the passport booklet. Those booklets we produce independently in volume, and we keep them in a warehouse so that they are ready for use as and when required. The second operation that we are responsible for is the personalization of the document itself. Now, a passport application is handled by the Department of Home Affairs at its front office, where an applicant will be processed. They have their procedures which they follow to verify the applicant's fingerprint and other functions like those. Once an application has been approved so that this person can be issued with a passport, that data package, the person's picture, bio details, is then downloaded onto a server which is situated at the Government Printing Works. Once we receive that data package, what we do is we simply fetch a passport from the warehouse and we put it into the personalization machine, where we personalize the passport by doing laser engraving. I want to be honest today to say that there is no backlog at the Government Printing Works. We produce passports within 24 hours after receiving. We cannot personalize passports if we do not have the data. Data is downloaded onto our server. Within 24 hours, those documents are personalized and handed back to the Department of Home Affairs. Currently, as we're speaking, the files which are being downloaded to us is approximately 1,500 to 2,000 applications per day. And those we deal with. In terms of capacity, for those two operations which I've explained, the booklet manufacturing process, we have a state-of-the-art equipment which was procured from manufacturer in Japan. This machine has capacity to make 20,000 passports per day. The actual usage of passports is roughly 3,500 to 4,000 per day. So we have sufficient capacity to make passports also for other countries. In terms of personalization, we bought personalization equipment from a supplier in Germany that does the laser engraving. We can personalize approximately 8,000 passports per day. So the capacity, again, which we have there far exceeds the demand for it. In terms of cost, the previous passport, the cost was sold to the Department of Home Affairs for 18 rand per booklet. Currently, it is 238 rand per booklet that excluded. So there is a big difference in price, but then there is a big difference in comparison between the two booklets. In brief, to elaborate a little bit on that, previously we imported paper from a paper mill in France. This passport is a South African product. We've developed the paper locally. Being small quantities that we use currently for the paper mill, of course the paper is more expensive than when we have imported it from mills in Europe that make millions of sheets per year. Secondly, the first passport was handmade. The passport manufacturing machine which currently have in operation, the cost of that was almost 200 million rand. The depreciation, maintenance, operation of that machine is so much higher as opposed to a manual process in the beginning. Another factor which is now involved is the personalization. Previously, the government printing works simply made the booklet, a blank booklet, which was then handed to the Department of Home Affairs. Home Affairs did the personalization in-house by inkjet printing. That process has stopped. We now do the personalization on behalf of the Department of Home Affairs. The investment in laser engraving equipment alone was close to 100 million rand. Thirdly, I think that the current passport, in comparison to the previous passport, is manifold better in terms of the security. The previous passport, there was a lot of security in the material that is utilized to make the passport, sufficient to say that until today, South African passport has never been forged. What happens is people steal the real one, and then they forge the personalization portion. So what we've done was with the development of the new passport is that in addition to having a very secure document, we also have a very secure personalization process to such extent that even if you get hold of a blank document, that it would be very difficult, if not impossible, to personalize that document. For that reason, we use a material which is called polycarbonate. The polycarbonate we had to import from a company by the name of Poop in Switzerland. This material per passport, the cost per passport is about 70 rand alone. The reason why we use polycarbonate is in the event where we upgrade this document to the so-called e-passport, then that polycarbonate will be used to embed the microchip as well as the antenna, and it will provide sufficient protection so that that document can last for 10 years. The question was also about environmental, or shall we deal with that later? The government printing works, all the documents that we produce, we print on ordinary paper. It is only the passport at this point that we use a material which is called the polycarbonate. That material, of course, is not very environmentally friendly because it lasts a very long time. But once we've made the passport, we distribute it into the public, and it is really not high volumes. Thank you.
Chairperson, with your permission, we'd like to believe that we've answered this question adequately to the best of our ability, so the turnaround time from GPW is 24 hours. We'd like to make that very clear. So any delays in terms of passport distribution, we have a disclaimer publicly here, it's not GPW. In terms of price, we've made it very clear, there's a big difference between the old and the new, and that explains itself. Now, I would like also to indicate to the members of the Portfolio Committee, this exercise of the new passport involved extensive benchmarking. And that benchmarking meant, therefore, we've seen similar passports in the world. And therefore, we've benchmarked ourselves against the best passports in the world. It is for this reason, therefore, Chairperson, that we would like to believe, and in the conferences and meetings that we've attended, our passport is referred to as the passport of the 22nd century. And we are proud about that, and we represent in this country proudly so. We also want to indicate that once we speak about the passport, we have put everything in place in order to secure the passport. As Mr. Engelbrecht has indicated, we sincerely believe that for somebody to forge this passport, perhaps you might sell our cars. That we want to put yourselves here. This passport is one of the secure passports in the world. We'd like, therefore, with your permission, Chair, to respond amicably also extensively to the advocate's questions. I would like to respond to the first question, confusion about GPW, security printing. Chairperson, GPW is a security printer. That's our core business. We print passports, we print IDs, we print birth certificates. Therefore, we see no confusion whatsoever in terms of what we do. And therefore, that is why the state has mandated us with that obligation and that authority. As far as the government component is concerned, yes, indeed, we concur with you. It's an operating model that allows us to operate like a business. But indeed, for us to predicate this, GPW has been operating like a business since 1976 as a trading entity. And therefore, trading as an entity, we cannot afford to be making a loss in our activity. And also to add to this particular aspect, we are not receiving any budget vote from the state. Most of the equipment, partly as we've indicated in the slide that precedes the two slides that Mr. Rassi Engelbrecht indicated, for the first time in the history of this organization, that government came into the party to fund some of the operations. In our interactions with you, Chairperson and members of the Portfolio Committee, we indicated that GPW for a number of years was not considered as a very important organization, and therefore it underwent an asset stripping process. No investment whatsoever. The little profits that we are gathering could not afford us to buy some of the state-of-the-art equipment. And therefore, we went to the previous minister and said, Minister, if you want us to become the key player in this particular field, kindly assist us so that we can replace the old archaic technology. And that came in the presentation that I made, that it is not by chance that then we had a problem with the British saying that we have systems that are not talking to each other. If we continued on the route of the old passport, today we're speaking of a similar situation that has happened in Dubai, where passports are easily falsified and forged. Therefore, the request that was made in 2005 and 6 that the Department of Home Affairs should help us in terms of getting funds from the National Treasury was precisely because the mandate and the directive was made. South Africa must produce its own security documents. Mr. Joe Engelbrecht indicated that we're importing documents all over the world. Strange enough, for the information of the Portfolio Committee members, our visa, our end paper in the old passport was printed in Kenya. And therefore, we could not afford to have some of the documents that we have, we value, to be printed outside the country. And therefore, we went into a very long benchmarking research and development leading to the current passport. Chairperson, the member indicated that we don't have, we might have challenges in terms of management. We do not have management problems as far as GPW problem is concerned. I'll link this in terms of human resource, which you mentioned in terms of training. Training is the fundamental task that is being given to human resource and transformation. All the units within the organization will have to give their training plans to human resource in terms of finance, operations, marketing, and all those line functions. We need to provide human resource with the plans as to what we need to see achieving in the medium and long term. And therefore, operation on its own cannot, will have a plan that says how many people they want skilled, trained, and brought into the order, and that has to be filtered into the human resource. But I also want to indicate that why are we marketing within government? It's very easy for us to be complacent to say because everybody knows GPW and we sit on our laurels and hope things to happen. It is important if we want to function like any other organization that is basing its process in terms of financial viability, that we visit our customers, we market ourselves to provide that service that says, with us, your products can be efficiently produced. We have gone into a situation when we joined this team, when it joined GPW, we found that we are not supplying government departments with the service that is required. And therefore, they all went to go into private printers to print some of the things that, according to law, they were supposed to print with GPW. So if complacency set into the organization, government departments have no other option to look for services wherein they can get better services. We are saying it is important that we retain and we market ourselves, as we have done, that we are there for government departments for us to be able to print whatever security materials that they're doing. A case in point here, Chairperson and members of the Portfolio Committee. The Department of Police, Department of Justice have certain documents which they want to be printed which are high security. And if we elect, because the state machinery has to be functioned, they'll go and seek other avenues to print those documents. And therefore, it is this management style that we have that we need to be in the coal face of our customers, provide that first line of service to them. And therefore, the marketing element will continue to become an issue, irrespective of the fact that that mandate rests with us. We're not going to take a reactive approach with deal with government on this issue. With respect to why do we have financial challenges, I've mentioned this. We don't have financial challenge. We have a financial challenge as we speak today. The chief financial officer has indicated since we started printing the new passport, we have not been paid. And that is a cause for concern. We are raising it here precisely because we did raise this matter with the deputy minister. If we don't indicate these issues, we cannot be able to be a financially viable organization in the future. If this money is not going to be paid in the next 3-4 months, we can assure this portfolio committee that will not have capacity to buy paper, will not be able to have capacity to buy the polycarbonate, will not have the ability to buy the thread for the passport, which means, therefore, that the state will be without passports. Those financial problems that we have currently are precisely external issues which we are trying to address as an organization. With respect to the issue of the IEC, why they're not requesting us to print, Mr. Joy Engelbrecht indicated that we have archaic equipment. We did print the first and the second ballots for this country, the voters' roll. But because we're having old equipment and technology, they cannot be reliant on us because we'll be taking longer times to do the turnaround times. We do now have capacity. We indicated to ourselves last year that we have bought state-of-the-art equipment, which will be installed and commissioned during the course of this financial year. The local government elections that are going to take place, hopefully, as and when we install the equipment, we believe that we'll be able to deal with this matter amicably. Question of price, that they're saying we're expensive. I would like to put this to us, to all of colleagues and the members of the portfolio sitting here. Security printing is not cheap. If security printing was going to be cheap, therefore, there'll be many corner stores that will be doing that security printing. And therefore, I should think there needs to be benchmarking by the internet, by the IEC and ourselves as to what is it that is expensive. We can sit down and look into that. Our motive as a production facility of the state is not to make major profits, but to be able to provide high security work within the confines of the cost management system that we have within the organization. Finally, I would like to respond on the retention of skills chairperson. We're an organization that has lost a number of people, artisans and skills people. This is something that we'd like to address in the short term. We indicated the question of remuneration is another issue, but we believe that with the interaction that we had with the ministry, the minister and the deputy minister, we have now found a solution to this. But besides that solution, we need to create an environment, working environment, that is conducive for people to stay within the organization. Some people are not there for money, but it's the operating environment that permits people to stay. Member of committee Balindara indicated, Joe responded to going green. We have. I'll therefore request Mr. Rasi Banner to respond on the question of supply chain management, on the issue of corruption and ability to stop that happening within the organization. With your permission, Chair, I would like to pass to Mr. Barnard.
Thank you. Thank you, Chairperson. I think on the issue of procurement, one can never rest on one's laurels. And this is always the issue that we need to tackle head on and look at our controls and all the things that we do have in place. But just to respond to the question, a year ago, we went through a phase where we really re-engineered all our procurement processes. We looked at our committees. In all of those cases, we drawn up new, let's call it, terms of references for all the various committees. New committee members were appointed, and we're going through and refining all those processes all the time. So I don't think we can sit here and say that GPW is safe against these things. I think nobody is. But that is something that we do take seriously, and that's the best I can answer you today, sir.
Thank you very much for your
elaboration on aspects asked. Honorable Matasa, you said you want a follow-up.
Yes,
let's make it brief and Honorable Treblanche.
Thank you, Chairperson. You know I'm always very brief. Chairperson, just one follow-up to you. In terms of recouping the money, what is your plan? I mean, I know as representative of the public, we always complain the government does not pay SMMEs, government has this 30 days plan to pay, which we are struggling to get them to implement it. So from your side, because I hear your heart as far as this, the department, the client is not paying, because really that is going to cause problems for you. But I want to know in terms of you, and isn't it what dealing with your strategic plan? This is a major part of it for operational reasons. So what is your plan in terms of dealing with that issue of non-payment so that we can, we know we can help you when we talk to this department?
Thank you, Yerl Akbar Mayor Matasa. Yerl Akbar Treblanche.
Thank you, President. I would like to know if and when the new smart ID card is going to be produced, how will it affect business at government printing works with regard to printing of ID documents? Are you at any stage still involved with ID documents? Because we almost all the time focus on passports and other documentation, but how will it affect your business?
Thank you.
Chairperson, my team is looking at me. It's not fair, but I will respond to this. Rafi is going to respond on the first question that was raised by advocate on the payment issue, and then I'll respond to a member of portfolio committee, Dr. Blanche.
Thank you, Chairperson. As far as recovery of outstanding debt is concerned, I suppose it depends on the magnitude of the problem. In the case in point of Department of Home Affairs, obviously we need to elevate it to the various, the highest level that we possibly can, and that's why the interaction of the Deputy Minister. As far as other government departments are concerned, we tried a couple of, we basically apply the same rules the private sector would apply. Firstly, we would place accounts on hold and all those kind of things, and we wouldn't do any further work. Unfortunately, with the passport, it's not that easy. We can't say from tomorrow we're not going to produce passports anymore, and then the citizens suffer. So it depends on what is the exact problem. But going back to the normal problem is that we apply the normal credit control procedures that we'll find in the private sector. Further than that, we also engage with National Treasury, so if need be, we already got a sort of like the arrangements, we haven't used it yet, that they will just, if we can prove what amount is outstanding, what is owed, they will just deduct that from the transfer payments that needs to happen to those various departments. So we're not there yet, and we're making some progress. I think I reported that we improved from 148 days to 77 days. So that's already a huge improvement. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. CEO. Chairperson, in response to the question raised in terms of ID, would like to indicate when the chairperson paused to allow members to field questions to us, you indicated that you wanted something that sort of provides with a very high level setup as to what is it that you want to achieve in the medium term. In order for me to answer this question, there are three issues that we'll be concentrating in the strategic plan period. Modernization of our technology is one, which means upgrading our systems and technology. The second one is the footprint in terms of facility. That is an issue. The third one is people. those three items will remain in our radar system for a long time. But in responding to this question, when we developed our business case, which was submitted in September 2008, the pillars of financial viability of this organization rested on two aspects. One is a successful launch of the passport and the project, passport project, and the other one was based on continuous printing of the ID. We'd like to indicate to yourself that we still continue printing the old ID card, ID book. So we're still in that business. Now, with respect to the smart ID card, that is an issue that is being discussed within the Department of Home Affairs. As and when the department is ready, GPW is ready in order to implement that particular aspect. Because currently we still issue the old ID books, which are being circulated within the public, so that we don't get the question coming back, the turnaround time on the issuing and the printing of the ID book is 72 hours, 3 days at GPW. So any delay whatsoever, again, in terms of members of the public getting their ID books, does not rest with GPW. In the event there are problems at GPW, we communicate timeously with the department concerned of the problems that we have or facing with respect to the delivery times that we have agreed with them. So on those two items, the ID book we still produce as is. We are not printing at this point in time a smart ID card. When that decision is taken by the department as to how it wants to see this process, take into account that it has been cancelled in the tender process that happened before, GPW will play its logical role as a security printer. But for the moment, the ball is not in our court. We'll play as it has been done in the past, including the passport. When we are brought into the stream, we'll participate fully in accordance to the technology and capabilities that we have. So we do print the current ID book. Thanks, Chair.
Gentlemen, thank you very much. We are very heartened by your response. I can see members nodding in the affirmative. And I can also assure you that they will prod the department as to why they are not paying the bills on time, because it has an impact on your functions, obviously. So we will raise those issues with them. And your work is of such a nature that it's ongoing. So we'll remain in touch with you. If there are further particulars that we require, we'll contact you. And we'll also look at the possibility of dropping by if and when we get to Pretoria, if it's not the entire team, but at least some members of the portfolio committee to go there. So we will do that. I'm told that there's a proposal from the ANC that Honorable Blanche will lead that delegation. So we'll see how it goes. But good folks, we intend doing this. May I ask one of the members and another to propose and second the adoption of the presentation, strategic plan, and the budget, so that henceforth we can work on these things. There's a proposal from Honorable Matasa. Any support? Is that there's a seconder from Honorable Treblanche? And I would like to thank you all, good folks, for making the meeting a success. Thank you to you and your delegation, sir. And members, thank you very much, and stakeholders.